Okay, so we're going to discuss the Indian of the 3 weeks, halachas of the 3 weeks. Tav kuf nun aleph. So really, if Medina the Gemara, if you look at the Gemara does not discuss anything about 3 weeks.
How about the 9 days?
Yeah, right.
The Gemara talks about the 9 days.
Oh, so the Gemara, what the Gemara does talk about, it talks about Tisha B'Av, obviously. Mm-hmm. And it also talks about Shvua Shechal by Tisha B'Av. Mm-hmm. But that's the extent of it. Right? The next week's not Tisha B'Av. The week after is Tisha B'Av.
The week after, yeah.
So maybe, let's see. Okay, so anyway, so just...
No.
So Medina de Gemara is only Tish B'Av and Shvua Shechal B'Av. But the minig became that from Shiva Asa B'Tammuz, since Shiva Asa B'Tammuz already had started certain inyanim of the Churban, like it was batal the Tamid was batal, and the Nesachim were batal. So already it began Shiva Asa B'Tammuz, so the minig got passed down that we start already being noyik certain dina avelas from Shiva Asa B'Tammuz.
Who stinks from that?
Mechaber didn't bring anything, the Ramah was the one that brought stuff. Okay, so the first, and that's why if you try to look up Hilchus 3 weeks, you're not going to find it. All the halachas of 3 weeks are found in Hilchus Tisha B'Av. So in fact, the title of it is Dinei Shvua Shechal B'Shechal Tisha B'Av Tav Kuf Nun Aleph. That's where it discusses most of the halachas of the 3 weeks, and that is because the Mechaber doesn't really discuss anything about the 3 weeks. Mechaber, according to the Mechaber, if you go to the Mechaber, there's no inyanim avelas that you have to be noyig Shavas B'Tamas. So the first halacha just starts Minishenichnas Av Memayit B'Simcha Tafkuf Nemal Sifal. So from Av, when Av comes in, then Memayit B'Simcha. So we just have to jump around a little bit in order, because it's not, again, like there's no 3 weeks, and it's only the Ramah brings down certain things. So the first place we'll jump to is in Siv Beis. It says near the end of the Mechaber that the minig is not to get married, from the 9 days. From the 9 days on, you're not supposed to get married.
What about Shiva Asa B'Tammuz?
Right. So the Mechaber. So we'll get there. So the Mechaber says that the last line of the Mechaber, Ve'ein Nosim Nashim, is in Siv Beis Tavkof Non Aleph. Ain nasim nashim. We do not have nesuin with ladies. Vein oisin suudas erison. We do not make the suuda of erison. Avalei aris b'loy suuda muta. But to just have erison without a suuda, that would be muta. Vafilu b'tisha b'av atzmai. Even if you want to get engaged on Tisha B'Av, you want to have erison, that's fine. Muta le'aris shaloi kamenu acher, because there's a svar of shaloi kamenu acher. Zok the Ramav and Noyagim Lahachmir Shay Noisim Yud Zayin Tamas Ve'el. So comes the Ramav and says, no, we have a minig to not get married even from Shiva Asa B'Tammuz and onwards, Ad Acher Tisha B'Av. Until after Tisha B'Av. This is a big shiloh in the Paiskim, whether when does the 3 weeks start? Does it start at night? Yeah. Right, let's say Shiva Asa B'Tammuz, the night going into Shiva Asa B'Tammuz, or does it start on Shiva Asa B'Tammuz, the day itself?
On Shiva Asa B'Tammuz itself.
Yes, that's the Shaila. So if you take a look at the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Tezayin, he says, Avaliyares.
I'm sorry, Tezayin?
Sifkat Tezayin. He's saying that to have Erison is okay. So you take a look at the last line of Sifkat Tezayin. So he says, right, you're not supposed to have the suda of erison. V'aser lasois rikudim u'mechailas. It's aser to make circles, to dance, have dancing in circles. You're not allowed to have dances and circles. Miyud zayin b'tamas ve'edah, from Shiva Asa B'Tammuz and onwards. Afilu v'loy erison. So you're not allowed to make circles and dance on Shiva Asa B'Tammuz. What are the two things? So it's a child, some say that they're just... a mechoil is a lot of people dancing, and a rikud is only like two people dancing. Anyway, the bottom line is that this is only talking about dancing. So we don't find anything about listening to music. Yeah, this is the only issue that we find is dancing. So where did the whole inyan of of music come along. So the makar that some of the pais can bring is like this: that the Magen Avraham says in Simen Tav Kuf Nun Ches, which is also in Hilchos Tisha B'Av, and it talks about what you're allowed to do Matzei Tisha B'Av. Tav Kuf Nun Ches.
Did you say Memtes?
Tav Kuf Nun Ches.
Nun Ches.
Yeah. The Magen Avraham there, I'm not sure if it's part of Mishabura. Magen Avraham there says that Matzei Tisha B'Av, you're not allowed to listen to music.
Yeah, he says that in bass. We call him Shken Loshi a please shift.
Oh, there you go, yeah. So again, he says that you should not listen to music until the 10th day, until right the 10th of Av, after Chatzos.
Yeah.
Now we know that the halachas of Matzei Tisha B'Av are more kulavik than the 9 days itself. Mm-hmm. So if that's the case, so then Shivasu B'Tamlas, the 3 weeks, is also more makel than the 9 days. Mm-hmm. And the same way that you're not supposed to, according to Magen Avraham, you're not allowed to listen to music Matzei Tisha B'Av, which is more kulavik than the 9 days. So then also Shavasu B'Tamlas also should not, that you should not be able to allow to be listen to music then either. So that's the raya that some of the Paisim say, that even though it's not mafurish over here, that listening to music is a problem, but from there it's mavuyer that it is a problem. Daruch HaShulchan says by Hilchas Sfiras Ha'Omer, it's talking about Sfiras Ha'Omer where it's usher also to the first thing is the dances and everything like that. The Aruch HaShulchan says that not only is it also to do with Rikudim and Mechailis, which is just dances, Kol Shekein She'as L'Zamer V'Kli Zamer. She says the same way that it's also to do dances, Kol Shekein, that's also to listen to music.
What during Sfira?
During Sfira. So Sfira should not be more Chomer than, than the 9 days, than the 3 weeks.
Yeah.
So therefore, that's why that's the Aruch HaShulchan also is mevoyer that it's pashut that listening to music would be a problem.
Does it make a difference if it's recorded music or live music?
I think there's a tshuva from Ramosha on that.
It says cliche, yeah.
Cliche, right? Pretty sure I saw that this is brought down as a tshuva from Ramosha that even cassette tapes would also be a problem. So Ramosha, he does bring that from Ramosha. Ramosha does say that, and also the tshuva from Chavadas, Tzitzel Yezer, they all say that it doesn't make a difference whether it's on a cassette or if it's live music. It's going to be awesome. Now the shaila is what about when your kavana to listening to music is not for simcha? Probably the problem would be that
workout or something.
Right. The problem is being so if you're exercising and you're just listening to the music to keep your rhythm going, to keep yourself going, again you're not listening to it for simcha, you're just listening to keep your rhythm going, so that would be motor awesome. Also to play music for your kids.
Yeah.
Playing music for your kids. You're not doing it for yourself to simcha, you're doing it for your kids. So that would also be no problem.
Who said that?
But who said about listening to the
who
kids?
Said that's much of it, to let the kids listen to it?
Here, let me find it for you.
Yeah, I actually haven't heard that. I'm very machmi in the car and it's put on.
Oh, yeah, so that's okay.
Very machmi.
It's funny. Ramosha does talk about that time the hargil chinuch, the kids that are hargil chinuch, and they can understand that you shouldn't be listening to music. Then you should be machmer. But the other kids, there's you don't have to be machmer. Also, I think I saw brought down by Sfiras Ha'Omer that if let's say you're taking a long trip, and you don't want to fall asleep, and or you want to not lose your sanity, you want to, you know.
I heard that also.
So then that would be also, that would be awesome method to listen. There's another shayla about what about if you're learning how to play an instrument? If you're learning how to play an instrument, is that going to be mutter? Because again, you're not doing it for simcha, you're doing it to learn how to play the instrument. So Moshe says that it depends. If you're doing it for parnasa reasons, you're learning to do it for parnasa reasons, so then it'll be mutter. Mm-hmm. But not shvuah shachalbai. But during the 3 weeks, if you're doing it for parnasa reasons, you want to learn how to play an instrument for parnasa, that would be mutter. But if your end game is just so you'll have a hobby and you'll be able to enjoy it, then Moshe says it's aser. Maisa, some places have trouble with that, because even if you're doing it at the end of the day for hana, but right now it's not hana. Right now it's fakir. It's most frustrating because you're trying to learn how to play it, and then you're practicing and everything. It's very frustrating. So then the chayyeh, what even though your end game is hana, it should be mutter. But again, the Maisa, it seems that there are places that want to be machmer, and there's both ways. So at the end of the day, it seems that, you know, Melamir Bloch, by the way, just in the game, Melamir Bloch says it'll be mutter. You're just doing it to learn how to play the music. So it seems that the place can trend towards that it would be mutter during the 3 weeks to learn, but once it comes 9 days, for sure, Shavuot Shachabah, you should already be machmer not to have any lessons during that time. But again, there are a number of places that are makel even then. So, best thing is to ask your local Orthodox rabbi. Okay, so then we get to another part, which is okay. Which is, we have to jump to Siv Dalet now.
Siv Dalet.
Yeah.
What simon?
The same simon. Siv Dalet. So the Mechaber actually, which is interesting, which is in the Negeah this year, Mechaber says that it starts off like this. That after we're talking about getting haircuts and shaving, it says that after the tainus, it's mutter to take a haircut. Right? Mechaber says right away. This is after, we're talking about after Tisha B'Av. Well, Ma'aseh Mishabura says that the minig is to wait till after Chatzos on the after Tisha B'Av, the day after Tisha B'Av, the 10th day. And then look at this next thing. He says, "V'mchal Tisha B'Av v'yom Rishon." Let's say Tisha B'Av falls out on Sunday. "Ay b'Shabbos." "V'nidchal achar Shabbos." This is mamash like this year. Falls out on Shabbos, Tisha B'Av. And then you cannot fast on Tisha B'Av. So
this year it falls out on Sunday.
What?
Falls on Sunday, not Shabbos this year.
Well, Tisha B'Av itself falls on Shabbos. Well, but it's Nidcha to Sunday.
We don't observe it on
Shabbos.
Yeah.
I know that, but I thought it fell
out
on Sunday, no?
Nope. Oh. So, what should you do? So he says it's Mutter on both weeks. Mutter both weeks to... Because again, Mechaber Sheet is that he only holds it at Zasar Shavu Shechavli.
So if it's a
nidcha,
then it's immediately.
So if it's nidcha, so he's saying, so even though it falls out on Shabbos, so is that called Shavuot Shechavli? When Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, is that called Shavuot Shechavli or not? Or Tisha B'Av falls out on Sunday. So he says that, but he brings the first sheet. Then he says, Yesh Mishayim Shenagul Lasser called Shavuot Shechavli. No, some are machmer that they aser. And then the Rama says like this: V'noyegim lahachem etchilas rosh chodesh in kibus, avol tespiris, but getting haircuts. So he's saying v'negeya kibus, washing clothes. Then that would be people are machmer from even rosh chodesh. Forget about shvuah shachavai. Right? Again, mechaber is only shvuah shachavai. Most of the things, some things he holds. There's one thing. Yeah, there are some things he holds from 9 days, but most of the time it's. It's Shavuot Shechavli. And the Rama is the one that keeps saying, oh, the minig is more, the minig is more, the minig is... So here he says, the shaving and haircuts is the minig is even from Shavuot Shabbatamas.
The Spartan are allowed to shave until Shavuot Shechavli.
Yeah.
I mean, Ashkenaz and Asher from Shavuot Shabbatamas.
Yeah.
Shlomo is a typical Spartan thing.
Mm-hmm.
Right. What about
Spartan?
There's nothing smarty about him.
So, okay, so that's that. That's that. And then there's another.
Can't play by the smarty.
Okay, and then there's another halacha, which is, you have to jump to Sif Yud Beis now. Sif Yud Beis also, which is Negei Shaving, he says like this, the Mechaber says, Tespair Shafua Zu, this is Mechaber talking, so he's talking about shaving on this week. Echad Raishai, the Echad Kol Seir Shabai. Whether it's your head, or any hair that you have, it's Asr to shave. And if you take a look at the Mishnah Berurah says, Tespiris, Ve'echad ha'ish, Ve'echad ha'isha. Shav and Isser. Men and ladies are both included in this Isser. To not shave. And not take haircut. And he says, Ve'efshe she'yesh lahatir v'isha l'galeach riba yisayit tzitzlah. But some amater, a lady for her to shave hair by her arms. Anyway, so the first shiloh that we always run into is, what about shaving for panasa? So one year we spoke about this. There's really two tshuvas from Rav Moshe on this inyan. One tshuva, he says that it's mutter for hefsed mamon. If you're going to be losing money, then you can shave. Yeah. And then in another tshuva, he says that, you know, I wrote that tshuva and everyone's coming over to me and asking me, and I'm not giving the hetter so easily. So people are asking me, wait, but you wrote the tshuva that it's mutter. So why are you going back on your tshuva? So he says, no, so I guess I have to explain what I meant by hefsed mamon. So in the other tshuva, he explains exactly what's considered a hefsed mamon, which is a little bit complicated, and we're not going to delve into it right now, but at the end of the day, it's not such a pashuta etza, not such a pashuta heter, and everybody should, if it's negay, obviously you'll ask, but there is a heter out there if it's going to cause you a hefsed mamon. Exactly what's considered a hefsed mamon, that's the shiloh. Now, what about ladies?
Can you run through that very quickly, or is it too complicated?
No. You can listen to our old shiur here. Anyway, so what about shaving for what about women's haircuts and things like that? So, Lamai said, at the end of the day, it seems from the Paiskim that women should avoid cutting their hair, their actual hair. Because like we said here, it says ladies and men are both included in this Isser. Even though the Mechaber says, Echad Roishai ve'echad kol seir shabai. But the Paiskim Naman, that most of the other hair, like legs or other, other areas of their body, that would be imutta, tweezing their eyebrows.
What is the fundamental issue with shaving that it's usher?
It's in your navelis. Pash is in your navelis. So then there's a
person who's navelis for his parents only doesn't shave for the shloshim. The rest of the year he's allowed to shave, even though he's an aval.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that?
Right, so I mean, there's right. different madrigals.
Just like 3 weeks and 9 days.
Yeah, different levels. So
it's more of an intense level that requires refraining from shaving.
Yeah, I mean, what you're touching on also is I think they talk about this svara, that there's a svara that what is the 3 weeks equal to? Is the 3 weeks equal to shloshim? Is it equal to shiva? Is it equal to yud beis chodesh? And that's why some want to say that bring raya's that it can't be that the 3 weeks are the same level as shloshim, and therefore they want to create certain hetayim with that, when it comes to shaving. But
one thing's for sure, Tisha B'Av is like the
shiva. Tisha B'Av is
sitting on a little chair.
Tisha B'Av is very yeah.
Right.
Well, okay, that's the question. The question is, what about before that? So there are things that's why they talk about Sfiris Aimer. What about Sfiris Aimer? Is Sfiris Aimer considered like shloshim? Is it not legislation? Anyway, fine. So these are the shilohs. Okay, then there's another halacha that says, what about kids? So the halacha next is in Yud Daled. Well, first of all, Yud Gimel says that if your beard's preventing you from eating, so if it's getting in the way of eating, you're allowed to trim your mustache or beard that's getting in the way of trimming. That's if Yud Gimel. And Sif Yud Daled says that Gedolim, older people, are not allowed to give kids haircuts. Why not? Why aren't allowed to give kids haircuts? So the Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkan Pei Aleph, L'saper Diktanim Nami Shaykh Behu Chinuch, because kids Our Shaykh, you know, this is Sivkan Payalaf.
He's still in Tafkuf.
Yes, I'm going to remain in Tafkuf Nun Aleph. No, Tafkuf Nun Aleph. So he says, why? Imishum Avelis, or Imishum Agmas Nefesh. So either because of Avelis or because of Agmas Nefesh. Two different things. Either because of Avelis, that kids should be included in having some sort of feeling of Avelis, or because it's Agmas Nefesh for you. When you see your kid all disheveled, and you really want him, you know, to get him a little more in order, it's an agmas nefesh for you. So that's the problem. What's the chiluk? So the Sharatzion says, if you look at take a look at Sharatzion, Sivkan Tzadi Aleph, he says nafkamina ben atamim lemishu pachas mi ben sheish deloy higia dain lechinuch mishum agmas nefesh also. So let's see the kid that's below the age of chinuch. So if it's because of your pain, so then it doesn't matter how old your kid is. You shouldn't be allowed to give him a haircut. But if it's because you want the kid to feel some avelis, then you could give him a haircut if he's below the age of chinuch, because he's not going to feel avelis anyway. Well, he brings down here the different shittas on the side. Okay, so that's that. Now there's another thing. One more Indian. We'll talk about is what the Sifkat Sif Yud Zayin. Sif Yud Zayin says, "Toiv lizar miloymer shachiyanu bein hamitzarim." So you should not be saying shehechiyonu. You shouldn't say shehechiyonu by the 3 weeks. Al pri or al malbush. Aval pidin aben ayim revol yachmas hamitzvah. So you should not be saying shehechiyonu. Yeah, meaning delay the mitzvah.
So Peter does require shachiyon, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So he's saying that there you should say shachiyon.
Yeah. So if you take a look at Sivkat Tzadi Ches, says this is the Indian of not saying shachiyonu. So he says like this, wait a second, an avil is allowed to say shachiyonu. Says afal gavda afilu avil mevarech shachiyonu, even though an avil could say shachiyonu. Since these days it's a zman peronius, it's a zman that bad things happen to us or happened to us. Ain kedai loymer shachiyonu l'zman hazeh. You shouldn't say shachiyonu l'zman hazeh. Like, thank you, shachiyonu v'yonu l'zman hazeh. This zman, but this zman is peronius. So it doesn't pass to say a bracha of shachiyonu when it's not such a great time. The hagrab of the yurei chaylik hazeh, the gain is chaylik, the kasev du chumri yaseira, the chen atas mefakvik bezeh. The alkein b'shabbos in hachmer zifres is shabbos in shnapi machmer, the belav hachi harbi achvedim askim lahagav b'shabbos. A lot of the places anyway are making on Shabbos. So this is we're not supposed to be making shehechiyon. Okay, and this is why also, yeah, go ahead.
When you say don't, like, okay, we don't do shachiyonu, but does that mean don't do anything that would ever, like in normal times would prompt a shachiyonu?
Exactly.
Or just don't say shachiyonu?
Exactly. So that's a great question. So that's where we get into the shiloh. What about buying new clothing on during the 3 weeks? So you know, so buy. That's why Mechaber says al pri or al malbush. But you know, so to get yourself a brand new suit. If that's something that, you know, you make a shachiyonu on, then that would be the makar, but it's also to buy new clothing. Right. Okay, so he says like, let's get a little more into it. So first of all, it's clear that these are only things that would prompt you to make a shachiyonu. But let's say you want to get, a new pair of undershirts, or if you want to get some socks. You know, so those aren't things that you say shachiyonu on, so there should be no problem really. To buy those articles of clothing.
And if you make a suit, you could buy a suit.
Oh, so now let's get to that.
That's the rabbi's worship.
Yeah. So it says also, like says, like for let's say you have new shoes or new pants. People don't make shachiyonos usually on new pants or new shoes. What about if someone gets himself a new car? Can you get yourself a new car during the 3 weeks?
It's a lease,
no? So Moshe talks about it.
That would require a shachiyonu for sure, wouldn't it?
So, So Ramosha says, if you get a new car, so he says like this. So he says, if you're buying it for Panasa, it'll be Motza.
You're buying
a car for Panasa.
What if you're buying it for Shalom Bayis?
Well, any time you buy a car, you are going to use it for work, but you're going to use it for pleasure too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right. So he says, if you're just buying it for pleasure, so then it would be usur. But let's say you're buying it for your family. You're buying it for your family. So then he says, that would only be usur from the 9 days on. The 9 days on would be usur. This is Rav Moshe, but 3 weeks now.
Does it bring a chiluk between buying it or leasing it? I heard that.
Yeah, that's the thing. When you buy, you're not really buying it anyway.
It's not yours.
So the question is, what about us? It's a binyan shel simcha. Might be a problem.
I know you can remodel during the 3 weeks.
Yeah, right? So that's...
Is that because you make a shechianu?
That's another thing of binyan shel simcha, it sounds like.
Yeah.
You don't make shechianu if you're remodeling your kitchen.
You don't.
But that might be a binyan shel simcha shayla.
A binyan shel simcha is after during the 3 weeks.
Well, not 3 weeks, during 9 days.
Mm-hmm.
So that, you know, might be mutta to remodel your kitchen. Anyway, so this is one more zach, is that, so the things that, let's say, we do not make shechianu when we buy suits, right? Most of the people do not make a shechianu when you buy a suit. So what about us? For us, it should be free reign, which is what the Rav Aaron told you, which is really the ikka of the halacha is that since we do not make shechianu, we see that the only isser is making shechianu. That's the only isser. There's no isser to buy new clothing. The isser is to make shechianu. So if we don't make shechianu, so then what should be the problem? So, but lamaisa, there is reason to be machmer if you so want to. The Aruch HaShulchan says that we do not buy new clothing from Shivas Matamas and Anos. That's the Aruch HaShulchan. So I mean, you know, you don't. Yeah, and also I just want to point out a nice, very nice lashon from the Shaar Tzion. If you take a look at the Shaar Tzion, Sif Katan Mem Ches.
Why would somebody not make
Sheffy
from this? Just because
they get suits from a new suit, right? So yeah, it's not such a monumental event for us anymore. You know, we get suits more often.
Speak for yourself.
So the if you take a look at the Shaar Tzion, he's talking about if it's mutter to put on new clothing on Shabbos.
And
counting. That some people are makel that you make a shechianu that they could make. Some people are like we said, Mishra Brura brings down shittas that hold that. They bring down shittas that hold that you could make shechianu during the 3 weeks. Mishabur Batam, the guy holds that. A lot of Akhvarim hold that it's mutter to make shechianu during the 3 weeks. So let's say you hold that it's mutter to make a shechianu during the 3 weeks. Are you allowed to wear new clothing on Shabbos? So he says that the Mishabur says, if you hold that it's mutter, then if you hold that it's mutter, to make shechianu, so then you're allowed to wear new clothing on Shabbos. He says, but not during the 9 days. In the 9 days, it should be asur. So says the Shaar Tzion of there, Tzivkat Memches. Why is that a problem? Why is it a problem to wear new clothing? He says that.
He's talking during the 9 days or just the 3 weeks?
Right, so he's talking about the Shabbos is on the 3 weeks. They're in three weeks. So he says like this: El Yerabba b'shem Madana Yomtev mitzad lahachmer. He says you should be machmer, then not to wear new clothing during the 3 weeks, even on Shabbos.
You say clothing, any clothing like new.
No, he's talking about no. He's talking about no. He's talking about
like
to right those type of things.
Okay.
So we
don't make shechianu as any clothing.
Right. But he doesn't. But he's going in the shita that holds that it's mutter to say shechianu. So even if you would say shechianu, let's say you're in the camp that does say shechianu on his new suit, but then you're also in the camp that holds that it's mutter
on Shabbos,
even during the 3 weeks to say shechianu.
Oh.
So if you hold that it's mutter, so then What should be the problem wearing new clothing during the 3 weeks? L'chayr, if you hold it, it's mutta say shachiyanu. So he's saying, he brings from the Elia Rabba, the Netzaratzian. He says, no, you shouldn't do it anyway. Even though you hold it's mutta say shachiyanu. And you want to wear a new suit, he says, it still should be a problem. Why mishum shi simcha gedayla? It's too much of simcha. We're not supposed to be having too much simcha during the 3 weeks. But then look what the Mishmur says, Sharatzian. He says, "Achin achayadim hitik gedas amag Avram ubeemes, eini yadeya tam el yirava." I don't understand el yirava. El yirava says you should not have simcha gedayla during the 3 weeks, right? And that's why even if you hold it smutin say shachiyano, you still shouldn't wear a new suit on Shabbos. So he says, "I don't understand the reason." It never says that you have to be memayit b'simcha. Where do you ever find that you have to be memayit b'simcha during the 3 weeks?
Just that you're knowing avelus.
Is that the whole reason for all?
I guess certain things about avelus, certain things you have to be memayit. I mean, like, but this inyan of being memayit b'simcha, to not have as much simcha, that's only from av. Right? That's from the Chavar Sazim. Mishenichnas av. So the Mishpura doesn't understand. What's the problem with having simcha? Let you put on a new suit and have a lot of simcha from it during the 3 weeks. Okay. Certain minhagim and avelos he's naive. But simcha, you can still have simcha. So, what should be the problem? Okay, but at the end of the day, there are, you know, the Aruch Shulchan does say, you know, well, you shouldn't do it. So
this is the Sharatzion.
I just quoted the Sharatzion.
Well, the Sharatzion. Yeah. What does he do with music during the 3 weeks?
Because it's simple.
That's not allowed.
Right. It says.
So why does he have a problem with that?
Right. So I mean, it's a. I think it's a good point, and again, I don't know. It's hard to understand the getter because, you know, the dancing. Dancing is a problem, even from Shivas Batamazanan, he holds. And that's where they learn, well, that's where they learn music. Again, the music is not Mefurish. Mishabur never says a word about music. He only talks about making dancing.
Who mentions music as Asr?
Later on.
So that's later on. So they...
Mishabur says...
Well,
Mishabur doesn't say anything.
Mishabur doesn't.
The Magen Avraham, after you can listen to
it. Yeah, he talks about... That's when they make a dig. Yeah, he does bring the Magen Avraham that says that you shouldn't listen to music Matzah Tisha B'Av.
Yeah.
But then that's where people want to learn out that even during the 3 weeks you shouldn't listen to music. But it's not before Shem Mishpura about listening to music. But again, you can really ask the same question about dancing. That how come dancing is a problem? If there's no problem of having simcha,
right,
then why can't you dance during the 3 weeks? Have circles and dancing. Yeah, so it's not 100% clear in the Mishabura what his gather dvarim were. At the end of the day, it seems that since it's not so mefurish about this whole buying new clothing, so and the Aruch Shulchan is mefurish, but again, you know, some of the other places it's not so clear. So it seems the minig would be that the Mavakam Tzairich, you can buy it. Let's say you have an amazing sale. A great sale that comes up that is never gonna, not just like the regular standard sale, you know, like every store puts out every single week. But if there's talk of something that's, you know, going out of business, something, or you know, or if there's a tzairich, somebody needs a suit, or his suit got dirty, or whatever it is, or got ripped. So if there's a tzairich, there's certainly what to be makel on, you know, what to be simcha. I'm sorry, to be makel, and you know, like mikradin, like Ryan told you, mikradin is that. That really there should be no problem since we don't make shachianos anyway. And again, there's a number of shittas that hold that even if you do make a shachiano, it's still mutter during the 3 weeks. So there's a lot what to be signed up to get to buy new clothing. You know, again, it's the feeling of the 3 weeks. We indulge ourselves the rest of the year, so for 3 weeks, you know, we can be a little amach on ourselves to remember the churban. So. Just the last thing that been again in 3 weeks is that you shouldn't be doing anything that's too much sakana. Talks about having too much sakana.
You shouldn't walk alone.
So it says like things like that. But even that, he says, it's only to get really outside of the city.
Right.
It's only to get inside the city. You could walk alone. So I mean, just but things. Let's say people, the Shiloh usually comes up. People having surgery. You know, should they undergo major surgery during the 3 weeks, or if they can push it off? So,
court cases.
Huh?
Court cases.
So the Kor is about. I think it's during the 9 days. Really, is not a good time to do that. Also, Rav Moshe brings that you shouldn't go swimming in very deep water.
Oh.
You know, very deep water. So does that mean not in the pool when there's lifeguards and you know it's not in order? Does it mean
generally.
No, 3 weeks they do usually.
3 weeks, not 9 days.
9 days, yeah, 9 days. I'm talking about 3 weeks. Just 3 weeks. That's if you're doing anything that's gonna too much sakana.
Are you gonna discuss bathing on the 9 days today?
Right, no, we're just dealing 3 weeks today. Maybe next week we'll discuss 9 days.
Next week is
Sure, here it is.
All right.